This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Habam. We continue Masechta Yevamos. We are up to Dav Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara wants to know, why do I need a Pasuk of Aleha to tell me that you don't do Yibam to an Erva? Why would I ever have had a Havam, you know, that you do Yibam to an Erva? An Erva is a Chayve Krisus, and even though perhaps there's a Svara Aseh should be Doicha Loisa, say nobody would ever say Aseh is Doicha Akares, so since nobody would ever say Aseh is Doicha Akares, why do I need a Pasuk of Aleha? So the Gemara wanted to learn it out from Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That what? The Gemara says we have the juxtaposition of Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos, as Shabsoi said to Shmairu U'Mikdashi Tira'u, that I would think that you build the Beis HaMikdash even on Shabbos. So, Talmud Loimar, as Shabsoi said to Shmairu, Halav Hachi Dachi, the Gemara said, that I would have thought that Shabbat, that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Doicha Shabbos. So Gemara says, nah, maybe it's not talking about real malacha, maybe it's only talking about the lav of mechamer. So Gemara says, well, then maybe then learn out from here. Aseh is not doicha lois aseh, bechlal. And the Gemara says, well, maybe only the lavin of Shabbos are more chamur, and therefore only over here aseh is not doicha lois aseh. The Gemara says, no, we have tanoim that learn out from here. Aseh is not doicha lois aseh. So the Gemara says, no, you can't, really it's talking about that I would have a real Havam, you know, you could desecrate Shabbos to build a Beis HaMikdash. However, there, the only way to build a Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos is to desecrate the Shabbos. It's a Hechsher Mitzvah. However, by Yibam, were there alternative ways to be Mekayim the Mitzvah? Perhaps Aseh is not Doicha Kares. So the Gemara said, anyway, I don't need a Pasuk for Hechsher Mitzvah, because Hechsher Mitzvah I already learned out from the juxtaposition of Kibra Va'im to Shmira Shabbos. So the Gemara goes on to say that there is no source from Binyan Beis HaMikdash that I would have thought Aseh is Doicha Ekares, because the juxtaposition of Shabbos and Binyan Beis HaMikdash is for something else entirely. Says the Gemara, Ein Echanami, really? Aseh, there is no Havamina. Really, I could learn out that Aseh is Doicha Lois Aseh Sheish by Kares, by Hechsher Mitzvah from Kibra Va'im. Elamai, what do I do with the Pasuk of, as Shabsoi say to Shmairu Mikdashi Tiro, Lamali, Mi Boilei Lechidatanya, I need it for that which we learned in a Braisa. Yachol Yisriyari Adami Mikdash, I would think a person should be afraid of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what does that mean? That I would have thought you should be afraid of the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosfos says on Vav Amud Beis, top right-hand side, Tosfos says, I would have thought you have to bow down to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a Davar Shebekdusha. I would think you need to show reverence to the Beis HaMikdash. But I never, so why don't you say the same thing by a father? That maybe the Pasuk is not saying, I would have thought that the mitzvah of Kibra Ve'im is Doicha Kares, but rather, maybe I would have thought you need to fear your father. So Tosfos says, I never would have had such a havamina that you have to bow down to your father. But I would have had a havamina, you have to bow down to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Gemara says, Talmud Loimar, Eshabsoi say Teshmairu, Ves Mikdashi Tira'u. Therefore, the Pasuk says, guard my Shabbos, fear my Mikdash, Nemra Shmira b'Shabbos, v'Nemra Moira b'Mikdash. It says Shmira by Shabbos. It says Moira by the Beis HaMikdash. Ma Shmira ha'amura b'Shabbos, loy mi Shabbos atam esyari elam mi shehizr ala Shabbos. Just like the Shmira that it says by Shabbos, you're not fearing the Shabbos, because actually it doesn't even say fear by Shabbos, but rather you're guarding it and you're showing reverence to the one who commanded on the Shabbos. Af moira ha'mura b'mikdash, so to the fear that says by the Beis HaMikdash, lo mi mikdash atam esyare, you're not afraid of the Beis HaMikdash, ela mimi shehizra ala mikdash, but rather on the one who warned and adjured us against the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'ezuhi moira mikdash, what is the definition of fear of the mikdash? How does one display reverence for the Beis HaMikdash? Lo yikones adam b'harabayis b'makla, you're now to enter the harabayis with your staff. B'minolai, with your shoe, bepundasai, with your money belt, uva avak shal gabe raglav, and with the dust on your feet. Veloya asenu kapandaria, you're not to make the Beis Hamikdash a shortcut. And certainly you cannot spit, or akika mikavachomer. You certainly cannot spit, and that's learned out from a kavachomer. What does that mean, spitting is learned out from a kavachomer? We know it says by Mordechai that that they told Mordechai he was not allowed to go into the courtyard of the king wearing sackcloth. So if you can't go into the courtyard of the king wearing sackcloth, certainly you cannot spit in the Beis HaMikdash. I only know you need to fear the Mikdash, or perhaps I would have thought you only have to fear the Beis HaMikdash when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. How do I know the place is still a place of awe and reverence even when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing? Tamad Loimar, therefore it comes to teach, Eshab Soisai Tishmoiru Umikdashi Tirau. It juxtaposes Shmir Shabbos to fear of the Mikdash. Mashmir Shabbos Hamura B'Shabbos Lo'olam. Just like the guarding and the preserving of Shabbos is eternal, Af Moira Hamura B'Mikdash Lo'olam, so too the fear that it says by the Beis HaMikdash is eternal. So therefore, you cannot learn out from the pasuk Eshab Soisai Tishmoiru Umikdashi Tirau that I would have had a Havamina that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Doiche Shabbos. No, I never would have had such a Havamina. The reason for the juxtaposition is merely because to teach that you're not fearing the Mikdash itself, but rather the one who commanded on the Mikdash. Says the Gemara. So we're back, we're up the creek without a paddle. We're back to square one. Ellis, so why do I need a pasuk of Aleha? Why would I have thought I say is Doiche Kares? But I would have thought Tesi me Havara, that I learn it out from Havara. What does it mean that I learn it out from Havara? I would think I learn it out from Havara. The Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel. It was taught in the Academy of Rabbi Shmuel. Loi Savaru Eish B'chol Mashvoy Seichem Yom HaShabbos. Do not burn a fire in all of your dwelling places on Shabbos. Ma Talmud Loimer. Why does it have to point that out? Everybody knows. It already says, L'sasecha melacha, don't do any melacha. Why does it have to say, don't light a fire? You can't do any of the lamed tes melachos. So the Gemara says, Ma talmud loimer? Why does it have to say it? This is, you know, this is as old as the hills. Everybody knows that this is a famous question. If you now do any melacha, why does it say, L'sivaru eish? And there's a famous machalikus between Rabbi Yossi or the Rabbi Nosson. Ila Rabbi Yossi l'lav, ila Rabbi Nosson l'chalik. According to Rabbi Yossi, the reason why the Torah specifically spelled out Havara is to teach that while all the other lamed tes melachos you're chayiv kares for, if you make a fire on Shabbos, you're only chayiv alav. Ila Rav Nosson. And if it's, according to Rav Nosson, lechalik, it's to teach that you don't have to violate all 39 malachas to be chayv on Shabbos. I would think if the Torah says, loy sasecho malacha, then in order to be chayv on Shabbos, it's only if you violate all 39 malachas. So the Torah specifically delineated one to teach you don't have to violate all 39 to be chayv on Shabbos, you only have to violate one. D'tanya havara lelav yatsasa. We learned in a braisa, havara was emerged to teach me that it's only a lav, divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rav Nosson Oimer Lechalek. Rav Nosson says it's to differentiate. So don't tell me, oh, why did the Torah specifically refer to Leisavaru Eish B'chomash V'Seichem? This is the question is as old as molasses. This is the oldest question in the book. And it's a famous machlok is Tanoim. Rabbi Yossi says it's Lelav. It's to downgrade Havara, that while all the other malachas is achiv kares, the malacha of Havara is only alav. According to Rav Nosson, it's to be mechalik. It's to say, just like Havara, if you just violate Havara, you're chayiv for Shabbos, because it's listed separately. So too, we know, davar hayatzim nakla, loy lelamed al atzma yatza, ela lelamed al kla kula yatza. You have loy sasa kol malacha. And then the Torah says, don't make a fire. So just like don't make a fire, you're chayiv for on its own. For any of the lamed tes malachas, you're chayiv for on its own. So the Gemara continues, ve'ela rava tana V'amar Rava, and Rava said, Tana Moishavos Kokashali. The Tana was bothered by the word Moishavos. It says, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moishvoisecha. Don't light a fire in all of your dwelling places. Moishavos Ma Tamid Loimer. Why does it say Moishavos? Michti. Shabbos is a Choyvas Hagof. Michti, Shabbos Choyvas Hagofi. Shabbos is obligatory on the body. And we know that any obligation on the body is Noyeg in Chutz La'aretz as well, in Eretz Yisrael as well as in Chutz La'aretz. We know mitzvot hatzuyos bekarka, mitzvot are dependent on the land, shrumos and masrois, they're chayiv only in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Kedushin says that any mitzvah that's dependent on the land, you're only chayiv in the Holy Land. Any mitzvah that's a chayves hagufi, where the obligation devolves on the body, so then the mitzvah is chayiv everywhere. Now the word moishavos seems to indicate Eretz Yisrael. Excuse me, Moishavos indicates everywhere, even in Chutz La'aretz, Rashi says. Moishvoisechem indicates everywhere. Moishavos ma tamaloymer, michti Shabbos chovas hagofi, Shabbos is obligatory on the body, v'chovas hagof noyheges, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, obligations on the body are noyeg, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore I don't need a pasuk of Moishavos, it's elementary that the Isser of Shabbos is Noyeg in Chutz La'aretz. Why would I think to the contrary? I mean, who in the right mind would say that you're only Chayev on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael? It's not, Shabbos is not a mitzvah, a Chayvas HaKarka, it's a Chayvas HaGuf. So, says the Gemara, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad. In the name of Rabbi Shmuel, one Talmud said, Lefi Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, I'll tell you why it has to say you have to keep Shabbos in Chutz La'aretz. It says in Kiseitze, V'chiyia be'ish, chait, if a man will have a sin, mishpat maves, a judgment of death, v'humas, you're going to kill him. This is talking about someone who commits a capital offense, and now you got to kill him with one of the dalad misos besin, right? It says, V'chiyia be'ish, chait mishpat maves, someone who committed a sin, and he's liable to the death penalty. V'humas, and you kill him. So that sounds like you're going to kill the guy, whether it's Shabbos or whether it's a weekday. It doesn't qualify. Shoymeya ani, so I would have thought, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, that you have to administer the death penalty, whether it's a weekday or whether it's Shabbos. So that means you're going to have to, if somebody's chayiv sreifa, you're going to have to do sreifa on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, really? But we have a pasuk, Mechalaleha Mois Yumas. Omani Mekaye Mechalaleha Mois Yumas. What do I do with the pasuk? Mechalaleha Mois Yumas. Those who desecrate her will surely be put to death, which indicates you know how to desecrate the Shabbos. That's Beshar Malachais. That's when you violate another, a different Malacha. Not when you administer Misas Bezdin. Chutz mi misas bezin, that's shar malachis, besides misas bezin. Oyeino, or maybe, the Gemara says, or maybe not. Oyeino, ela afilo misas bezin, or maybe even if you administer bezin, you're chayiv the death penalty. Uma ani mekayim v'humas, so what do I do with the pasuk that says you have to kill someone who's liable to the death penalty? B'chol, you only kill them during the weekday. V'loi b'shabbos. Or maybe not. Oyeino, ela afilo b'shabbos, maybe you administer the death penalty even on Shabbos. So we have this great dilemma. It says you need to administer a death penalty. Doesn't mean even on Shabbos. And when it says you're not allowed to desecrate Shabbos, that means in another way. But you are allowed to desecrate Shabbos to administer a death penalty. Or maybe you cannot administer a death penalty even on Shabbos. Or maybe you do administer on Shabbos. Talmud Loimer. It says, don't make a fire in all of your moishavos. And it says in reference to Bezdin, these rules will be for you, l'chukas mishpat, for a statute of justice, l'doi roiseichem, b'chol moishvoiseichem. So it says that the laws of court will apply, b'chol moishvoiseichem. So it says the word moishavos in the context of court. You hear this, Philip? It says, Moishavos in the context of court. Ma Moishavos so amurim la'alon bebes. And just like it says, Moishavos over there in the context of Bezdin, so too when it says, don't make a fire in Moishavos, it means, don't make a fire even if you're a court. You cannot administer a death penalty on Shabbos even if you're a court. Af Moishavos Amurim Kan Bebezdin. So too the Moishavos that it says Loisavaru Eish B'chol Moishvos Seichem, that refers to Bezdin. That means I have a Gzeirah Shava that's saying, you Dayanim, do not administer the death penalty to... Do not administer the death penalty to someone on Shabbos. Where do we see anything about the death penalty? Because it says Moishvei Seichem, and Moishvei Seichem refers to court, as we find elsewhere. It says Vahayu Eile Lachem Chukas Mishpat L'Darei Seichem. That means I would have had a Havamina. You could administer the death penalty on Shabbos.
Didn't we learn in Chagiga by Yom Tif that it takes away from Simchas Yom Tif to be done Dine Gufais?
The Gemara Darshan, what? V'samachta b'chagecha, that you cannot administer death penalty on Yom Tov. Well, that's because, I'll tell you like this, I'm going to tell you a good riddle. What are you not allowed to do on Yom Tov that you're allowed to do on Shabbos? Fast. You're allowed to fast on Shabbos. If you have a bad dream, thank you. If you have a bad dream, you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. Because it's an oineg. On Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of oineg. It brings someone oineg. It brings somebody oineg not to fast if they have a bad dream. Are you allowed to fast on Yom Tov? No. There's no mitzvah of oineg on Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah of simcha. How about on Shabbos? Pashtus, there's no mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. The Rambam does imply there's a mitzvah of simcha, but pashtus, there is no mitzvah of simcha. So just because we don't administer and adjudicate a capital case on Yom Tov would not necessarily mean we wouldn't do it on Shabbos. Because on Yom Tov, it's because of simcha. Pashtus, there's no mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. It says, Menucha v'simcha erla Yehudim. What are you going to do? You know, it's not a halacha, mamish. It's good to be happy on Shabbos. Anyway, but the question is, that means I would have had a havamino, you administer capital punishment on Shabbos, and the pasuk says, Loi sevaru eish b'chol moishvei seichem. Now, when the Torah says, Loi sevaru eish, what is it saying? My lav Rav Nosson hi. Isn't it Rav Nosson, the Amar L'chalik Yatzasa, who says that Lo Sevaru is mentioned separately L'chalik, and Havara is an Av Malacha, and had it not said Moishvoi Seichem, I would have thought the mitzvah of administering capital punishment of Ahumas comes and pushes away a Kares. Doesn't this fit in according to Rav Nosson? So we see that Asei Doicha Lo Saseh Sheyeshba Kares. Says Gemara Loi, Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yossi. And if it's Rabbi Yossi, you're right. I would have had a Havamina. Asay is Doicha a Lav. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, Havara is a Lav. Now, if I was writing this, if I was saying this, why don't we learn out from here? Asay doicha loisa. Why don't we learn out from here? Asay is not doicha loisa. Say the same way the Gemara asked in Amid Aleph. Oh, if it's saying asay is not doicha loisa, say the tepek mehacha. Asay is not doicha loisa. Say it's a good kasha. Now, what do you say, Rav Nosson? Is that a good kasha? Rav Nosson's a nice guy. He's not going to say it's not a good kasha. But what's the? And I, so why don't we learn out? Maybe, I'm not sure if this is what the bottom Tosfos is bothered by, but maybe you don't learn it out because I mean, why wouldn't I learn out from here? Asay is not doicha lois asay. I don't know. Okay, we'll think about that. Says the Gemara, "V'tehavinami Rabbi Yosi, let it be Rabbi Yosi." Maybe the Gemara could have asked it. The Gemara is asking a better question. "V'tehavinami Rabbi Yosi, let it be Rabbi Yosi," because even Rabbi Yosi only says that havara is only alav when all you're doing is cooking. But when all you're doing is making a fire. But if you use that fire to cook, Rabbi Yosi would be moideh that it's a kares. Amar da'amar Rabbi Yosi havara lalav yatzasa. When does Rabbi Yosi say havara is only alav? Havara greda, gredsa. That's when you just violate havara. Havara de bezdin, but the havara of bezdin, bishul psila, who it's, you're cooking a wick of lead, you're melting a wick of lead, and you're throwing it into his mouth, and it's going into his intestines, and this is a full-fledged bishul, and it's an av melacha. So even Rabbi Yosi, in a chanami, it's not going to help you. Rabbi Yosi is not going to help you, because Rabbi Yosi would say that this type of havara, if it's going on havaras bezdin, if it's going on capital punishment is a kares. And v'amar Rav Sheshes, mali bishul psila, mali bishul samonin. We know the cooking in the Mishkan was cooking spices, but Rav Sheshes says, what difference does it make what you cook? Cooking is cooking is cooking, you know? Whatever is in the pot is in the pot. So now we're up the creek without a paddle. Actually, it seems like things are pretty good here. We're up the creek with a paddle, actually. We're down the creek with a paddle. Because right now we have a good limud that asay is doichel esas esheish by karis. Because it says, loisav areish b'chol moishvoiseichem. Moishvoiseichem says, don't light a fire even if you're a bezin. That means, abahavamina, you would have made the fire even on Shabbos. Either, according to Rav Nosson, that it's a full-fledged kares havara, and even Rabbi Yosi, this kind of havara is a kares, and I would have thought, asay is doichel esasay. Amar Rav Shimi Barashi. Rav Shimi Barashi says, what are you talking about? You know why I need a pasuk of Lois Savaru Eish? Not because I would have thought Asay is Doicha Lois Asay Sheish by Kores, but because I would have made an a fortiori argument. I would have made a Kavachoymer. Hai Tana, Loi Mishum Da Asay Asay Vadoicha Lois Asay. The reasoning of this Tana is not because Asay is Doicha Lois Asay, it's because I would Ela Mishum Da Maisi Mi Kavachoymer. It's because I would have learned from a Kal v'chaymer. V'hachi kamar, this is what it means to say. Mo ani mekayim echal ha'mois yumas. The havamina that you would administer capital punishment on Shabbos is as follows. You know how you read the Braisa? What do I do with the pasuk mechal ha'mois yumas? B'shar melachais, other melachais, chutz mi misas bezdin. Avo misas bezdin dachya Shabbos mikavachoymer, but misas bezdin would push away Shabbos from a kavachoymer. You ready for this kavachoymer? What's more chamor, avoida or Shabbos? Avoida, we know you do the avoida on Shabbos. Uma avoida shi chamura, if avoida which is chamor. V'doicha Shabbos and pushes away Shabbos. We know you bring the carbon tamid and the musafim on Shabbos, so avoida is chamor, it pushes away Shabbos. And yet, if someone's in the middle of doing the avodah and they're chayiv misa, we're going to carry them away and we're going to kill them. Ritzicha doicha isa, capital punishment pushes away the avodah. Avodah is greater than Shabbos. Ritzicha is more important than avodah because someone who's chayiv misa, we're gonna execute them even if they're in the middle of the avodah. Shenemar, how do I know that Ritzicha is doich avoida? It says, "Meyim mizbechi tikachet olamos, from upon my mizbech, you take him to die." And the only exception is if he's on top of the mizbech. Rashi says, if he's on the mizbech, you don't take him off. But if he's stam in the middle of the avoida, you remove him to kill him. So again, avoida is greater than Shabbos. Ritzicha is greater than the avoida. So, you know, this is a simple equation. If avoida is greater than Shabbos, and Ritzicha pushes away the avoida, certainly someone who's chayv misa on Shabbos, we should execute them. Shabbos shenidchem ne avoida, Shabbos that's pushed away from the avoida. Ein oidin shetei ritzicha doicha isa. Certainly ritzicha should push away the Shabbos. So therefore, I don't need a pasuk of lois avareish v'chol moishvoiseichem, because I would have thought, asei is doicha lois shish bekareis. I need a pasuk of V'hu, I need a pasuk loy sevaru ish, because I would have thought you make a kavachomer that Ritzicha is loy Shabbos. What about my question? When the Gemara said it's Rabbi Yossi, why didn't the Gemara say, let's learn out from here, Asay is not Doicha Lois Asay? Probably because the Gemara asked a much better question. It doesn't matter if it's Rabbi Yossi.
Maybe you can say that it's because it would be possible to be Mekayim the Asay the next, like when it's not Shabbos. Meaning, just because you can't do it on Shabbos doesn't mean that normally an Asay is not Doicha Lois Asay. Could mean Asay is not Doicha Lois Asay when you're able to do the Asay on it at another time.
Maybe
you can still kill a person the next day. You can do it on Sunday. So it's only Raya if we say that that person can execute someone on Shabbos, that shows that Asay is Doicha Lois Asay Shish Bekaris. But the fact that if person can't do it doesn't mean that normally Asay is not Doicha Lois Asay.
Why? I mean, because it's Afshar L'Machar?
Yeah. You can do it the next, you can do it at a different time.
Okay, well, think about it. Maybe. Okay, Shkayach, everyone. Have a good night. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.